let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast, thank you for joining us on the program. Words of Wisdom by Roy Martin is a series of five mini-books. Each book is numbered on the front and spine. These books are not written like a novel. They contain a collection of short sayings concerning wisdom. The sayings are from several sources, including the Bible. The books are small enough to be carried in a pocket or purse to be read while traveling, even waiting at the doctor's office. The five books contain over 4,000 sayings concerning wisdom. The words of wisdom are practical and doable, cover the entire areas of life. Roy Martin is a college graduate, didn't start writing books until after he retired from employment. His thoughts concerning wisdom keep coming. Words of Wisdom, books 1 through 5. Those with wisdom will shine as the brightness of the sky. Awarded Workbook Press Recommended Literary Book Competition of 2020. And author Roy Martin joining us on This Week in America. Roy, welcome to the pleasure, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to you sharing your wisdom. These books are doing so well, and they're designed just right. You can pick them up, you can read them, you can stick them in a briefcase or a purse. What was the inspiration to write these five mini books, the Words of Wisdom? Where did this whole concept come from?
Well, I didn't have any intentions really of writing books concerning wisdom. One day I had some thoughts concerning wisdom, and I was intrigued by it, so I wrote it in a journal. It's sort of like a diary, and the thoughts I had, and later on I had more, and as time went by, I kept getting more sayings, and so I kept writing, and after I got several, I thought, well, it'd be good to type these up and send it to my friends in my email address book. And so when I collected about 80, I typed it up and sent it to them. And thoughts just kept coming, so I just kept writing. and the time went by, I had another 80. So I typed them up and sent them to the people on my email address book. And one of them replied, says, you need to put this in a book. But I thought, that'd be an awful short book, you know. But anyway, I kept getting them, so I kept writing. And after a while, I had enough for another 80, so after I got about 10, I called them editions. They weren't really chapters, so I just called them editions. And I got about 10 of them. So I contacted a publisher, and he said, well, we could probably put them in a smaller book than normal, maybe like a 5x7 or something like that. And so that's what I did. And that's how the book came to be. The first one came to be. And when I finished that first one, I thought that was the end of it. I just kept getting more ideas. I just kept writing. And I had notepads and pencils scattered all over the house trying to get more wisdom that I could write down. And because I found out if I waited, I forget. I forget what the idea I had. So as soon as I got the idea, I'd write it down. I don't remember where it was. I had a note at the kitchen table, and one next to my bed, and one in my office, and one in my pocket in case I had to be away from home. Got an idea, and they're still coming. I've written 5 books. I'm now working on number 6.
You know, it's amazing. What was it like that first one? You really didn't know what you were getting into. The publisher says, yes, this will be great. We can turn it into like this mini book that people can carry with them and be inspired. What was it like that first one? What was it like for you to go through actually writing the book, seeing it, getting the response, and deciding, I've got more ideas here, more wisdom to share. I'm going to write other books. Was it difficult, that first one?
Well, there was such a short saying, and a lot of other life went in between each saying, and I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention because it was just like a brief inspiration. I might hear somebody say something or see something in the Bible or whatever, and I'd write it down. And it wasn't really like labor, you know. It wasn't like you write a book and just spend hours and hours on it. It just over a period of time. And so I didn't really miss the time, and I actually enjoyed it because, you know, people like wisdom. I do, and I'm sure you do too.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. The title of the book, Those with Wisdom Will Shine as the Brightness of the Sky. Talk about that, because that really summarizes what the book's about. Those with Wisdom Will Shine as the Brightness of the Sky, the subtitle of the book. That's so true, isn't it? Wisdom opens up so much more of our life to us to live better.
Well, I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't. That came out of the Bible. And so that's why I put it. I was impressed with it, too, and that's why I put it in there. I'd have to admit I didn't come up with that. That was my idea, but I thought it was good, too, and that's why I put it in there.
Well, it really captures the essence of what Roy is doing in Words of Wisdom. Their books now, 1 through 5. You'll find the books available at Amazon, the usual places, workbookpress.com, the publisher, and books available there as well. Roy's website, I will give you that now, and again at the end of the program. The book is, his website is roy-martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, .workbookpress.xyz. We've got that on our website. I'll give that to you as we go through the program as well. I mentioned many of the sources for this wisdom came from the Bible. Talk about that and other sources that you used in putting together Words of Wisdom.
Well, it's just anywhere and everywhere. I mean, if I hear somebody watching TV, and it may not even be a religious program, but somebody might say something, I thought, man, that's a pretty good idea, you know. So I'd write it down. And so it just came every source you can think of, my family, my own experiences. That's how it all came about. And like I say, it's still going on. I'm still receiving ideas about it. But right now, it's mostly comes from the Bible, because I think I've used up all I got.
So you need some divine inspiration to continue this and do others, and you're certainly getting that. And the books Words of Wisdom 1 through 5 now available at Amazon, the usual places, Roy Martin. You can, well, tell you how to Google that, and you can find and order the books there as well. It's interesting, your background. I say in the beginning that this touches all aspects of life, you know, employment, marriage, family, all of that. So this really is, it really encompasses everything we all go through in our day-to-day lives, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It even inspires me. Even though I wrote, I'll read it back in a second. I thought, did I write that?
You know, that's the nice thing about this. It's easy. It's a great addition to the library. You can stick it with you in a purse or a briefcase. You can go reference it whenever you want, whenever you need something. I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts here. Some of the words of wisdom that Jack has, that Roy has in the book. Some people's beauty is in their personality. Words of wisdom, and it's so true when you think about it. Here is a word of wisdom for all supervisors at all levels. Do what you do best, then delegate the rest. That comes obviously from the business career that you went through.
Yes. I worked, of course, before I retired. I worked for the government for 31 years, and I dealt with people that and their money problems. So you better have wisdom when you start dealing with money.
Well, exactly. And that's just one of the many topics that you touched on. You know, once you have these, you took them, you became a published author. Talk about the experience of that. What helped you become a published author in the background? What was it that, because that's sort of intimidating to, you've got these thoughts, you're writing them down, and now you're going to become an author, and you're going to put these in book form and have them published. What was that like for you?
Well, you know, Rick, it surprises me, too, because English and English composition was one of my worst subjects in school.
You're kidding.
It's the only subject I came almost to make a D in.
Wow.
I didn't. I was able to do some extra work and bring it up to a C. So I didn't make any D's all the way through college, but I came close. And lo and behold, it was in writing. And you know, when you live so many years that I have and have all the experience I've had, you accumulate a lot of knowledge. And a lot of that knowledge just has to do with wisdom. I mean, you better have wisdom. You know, I won't get through this life, you know. And so It really surprised me too that I would have had these ideas about it. And like I say, it didn't start off that way. I just thought just a few sayings, you know, here and there. And whatever. I thought, well, that sounds good. And I'd write it down. It just kept coming and kept coming. And it wasn't like I might have one a day, I might have none a day, you know. So it was a long process, but it wasn't a grueling process. It just took time. And of course, I was retired, and so I had time to do it, work on it and everything. So. That's how it all came about.
I guess the key is have plenty of legal pads on standby, so as you come across these, when they come to you, you can write them down. The Words of Wisdom is the name of five mini-books by our guest on the program, Roy Martin. Book available at Amazon, books 1 through 5, soon some more to be available. We'll talk about that in a second. Among the Words of Wisdom are also Words of Joy. That's so simple, but it says so much, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and you don't hear people talk much about wisdom, and I find when you start talking to people about it, they get interested, you know, because to get through this life and get through it halfway comfortable, you need wisdom, and especially dealing with people. I mean, you deal with people just like I have in the past, and you better have some wisdom, or you're going to be in big trouble.
Well, yes, that's exactly, and that comes across as you're reading all of the words of wisdom in Roy's book. One that really, I think, is a revelation from Revelation. The God you are looking for is looking for you. Just a few words, and it says so much, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and people don't realize. You know, I'll tell you, talk to people about God, and so it turns some people off. Until they get sick and the doctor says, what you got's terminal, then they start looking for God.
Yes.
You know? But you shouldn't wait till then. You know, if you do, you'll be talking to a stranger, you know. You need to get acquainted before then.
Well, and your book helps us do that. On the back of the book, the back cover printed the book Words of Wisdom, words there that will explain the content of the book, what the book contains. Talk about that, because it really, in a nutshell, it tells us exactly what you're getting, the message you're getting to us in Words of Wisdom.
Well, let me just read it to you. I think you're right, and people need to know this. And so I'll just read it off what's on the back of the book. The words of wisdom in this book are practical and doable. These words are not pie in the sky when you die. However, these words do address the issues of death as well as the issues of living. Words of wisdom in this book cover the entire area of life, including marriage, raising children, religion, people-to-people relationships, so on and so forth. The words of wisdom in this book will tell you how to use wisdom to increase your sense of fulfillment and deal with the issues of life. People are hungry for wisdom. This book will help satisfy that hunger. Experience is a good teacher of wisdom, but it is a harsh teacher. It makes you take the test before it teaches you the lesson. There are two types of wisdom, God's wisdom and the world's wisdom. And this book addresses both of these. People are the only creatures that God made in his own image. So it stands to reason that people are dear to God's heart. And it stands to reason that God would want people to have wisdom.
And you are bringing that to us in the five books, Words of Wisdom. The books are available at Amazon.com. When you're going through that, you go to Amazon. If you, in the search bar, you put Words of Wisdom by Roy Martin, the books will come up. You'll have all of them there, the video version of the interview that's available on YouTube. We've got all of the book covers there. Very simple, a great picture on the cover as well that explains Words of Wisdom and how important this is. It's a great gift idea. It's a great addition to your library. And you've written another book too, Roy. Talk a little bit about that, the Book of Revelation from Alpha to Omega, because this really is a powerful book that has people talking and thinking.
It should, because if we don't understand that book, we're going to be in big trouble. I was in a Bible study group, somebody else was leading it, but they decided to quit and asked me if I would take over, which I did. And we were studying the Book of Revelation. I did a lot of research, kept detailed notes of what I found, and we met once a week, 2 hours each week. And after about 5 or 6 lessons, God actually spoke to me. He said, I want you to put this in a book. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll do that. So I kept doing my research, and I thought, what kind of title am I going to have for that book? Every once in a while, I think about the title. And he didn't give me the title until quite a bit later. But once I heard the title, it inspired me to really press on the Book of Revelation from Alpha to Omega. And as a result, I would guess, about 4,000 hours. I was retired, so I had plenty of time to work on it. But I estimate I spent about 4,000 hours researching and writing. Of course, most of that was research, and writing, of course, didn't take that long. But people really need to know what's in there. The book explains the mark of the beast, what the mark is, and the beast, and the purpose for the mark. And it also warns people that they need to get involved in this, because we're not talking about child's play here. We're talking about serious stuff. We're talking about life and death. Not just life on this earth, but life after this life. And the Bible plainly says anybody who takes that mark is going to end up in hell. It's almost like the devil and God is having a contest, and each one is trying to get back at the other. And what the devil is using, he's using the healthcare industry and forcing people to take a mark in order to get healthcare. So it involves medicine and vaccines. And so it's going to be serious stuff. And we're going to have to get back to the signs and wonders of healing people, because without the healthcare industry, it's going to be hard to get well unless you can perform miracles, just like Jesus did in the Bible. And so it's really serious. And so that's why, now God, he gave me the title, but I put the subtitle to it. And the subtitle is, Get Ready. Get ready, get ready for your next life.
The book is available, by the way. It's available at Amazon, right? They can go to Amazon and find the book there as well.
Yes, it is.
And that the title of that...
Be sure and tell people they have to enter my name. The way it's set up, I wish they hadn't done that. I wish they just entered the title and get the book, but you have to put the book title and my name in there, or it probably won't come up.
Yeah, and then you'll get a whole bunch of others, and it's not the books that Roy has written. It's very simple, Roy Martin to remember. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can click on with a link there. That'll take you directly to get information on Words of Wisdom, books 1 through 5 now available, and the book that Roy was just talking about, the Book of Revelation from Alpha to Omega. And I'm going to give you the website again. Roy's got a website. It's roy-martin.workbookpress.xyz. And again, this is all on our website. You can find the books again by going to Amazon, Words of Wisdom by Roy Martin. Put that in the search box there, and that will come up, and you'll find information on the book. 1 through 5 available. Roy, you mentioned the others are ready to go. When will we see some books 6 and on up?
Say it again.
Yeah, when will the new book be out, the new books? I know you're working on those. We've got 1 through 5 now. When will 6 be out?
It probably won't be till this summer. It just takes a while to get one in production.
Well, yes. And the summer will be here before you know it. The way the winter is going by quickly, it will be here before you know it. Yeah. So you can check Amazon and get information, workbookpress.com, and Roy's website as well. And all of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Roy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, touching so many lives with Words of Wisdom. Again, it's a book that's a must for your library. It's a great book to carry with you, a great book to give to a friend. Carry a couple. Give one to a friend and keep one for yourself to read. Excellent job with the books. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Roy Martin is the author of Words of Wisdom, books 1-5. Those with wisdom will shine as the brightness of the sky. Roy Martin, the guest, our author, book available at Amazon, workbookpress.com, and Roy's website as well. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.